For today's episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, I want to share a message with you that is, it's from the heart, and it will also make you a better, more effective, more powerful marketer. My message for you today behind today's episode is, you don't have to be perfect.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so it is easy. It is easy to beat yourself up. It is easy to think that you're not good enough. It's easy to think that you're not ready to take on new challenges. It's easy for you to maybe not approach that client that you'd like to work with. It's easy for you to not launch that new marketing campaign. It's easy for you to think that you have to spend a few more hours perfecting your piece of copy before you can submit it. It's easy for you to come up with all these things that stop you from taking action. And all of these things are symptoms of what you probably know and what I know as perfectionism. And perfectionism is, it comes out of our inner critic. It comes out of our inner critic saying, you're not good enough. This isn't good enough. Your work isn't good enough. Your thing isn't good enough. Like, whatever it is, it comes out of this part of you that, honestly, it's trying to protect you. It's trying to protect you from the pain of failure. It's trying to protect you from, feeling like, the world actually rejects you. And that pain of failure that you probably felt a million times when you were little, you learned to protect yourself from that pain by basically living your life in fear, living your life in fear of failure, living your life in fear of rejection, living your life in fear of not being good enough. And instead of actually having to face, I tried this and it didn't work. I tried this and I got rejected. I tried this. Instead of having to face all of those things out in the world that your inner critic would then use to judge you and say, oh, you're not good enough, you're a failure, etc., you stop yourself before you even get started. And that's what perfectionism is. Now, what I will tell you is, well, number one, I'll tell you, you're not alone. Everybody does this to a degree. It is it's a process of constant choice and practice to overcome this, to live your life not held back by that fear. And also, what I will tell you is that I'm going through that process too. I'm constantly learning how to feel the fear and do it anyway. To face these fears that I'm feeling of failure, and take action instead to launch my new thing, to do whatever, right? These episodes are a practice in not being perfect, because when I record this, there are mistakes. There's mistakes in pretty much every episode. And if I were to be meticulous, I could go back and I could spend an entire year editing and perfecting one episode, and it still wouldn't be perfect according to somebody's standards. And so instead, this is an exercise in just, hitting send, hitting publish, and just getting the product out into the world, getting the content out into the world. And that's what gets things done. That's what creates success and achievement. Perfect is the enemy of done. Perfect will, perfectionism will stop you from facing either success or failure. And so you won't be able to achieve success unless you're putting things out that fail. You have to put things out that fail if you want to achieve success. And the good news is that you, nor me, nor anybody can ever actually achieve perfect. Like, perfect is an unrealistic standard for whatever. Like, perfect what? Perfect health, perfect fitness, perfect body, perfect mind, perfect relationships, perfect money, perfect marketing, perfect business, perfect offer, perfect. All these things are unrealistic standards that you can actually never live up to, because they're standards created in order to stop you from having to deal with failure. And like living in this perfectionism prevents you from living. It prevents you from creating the business that you want, the success that you want, the career that you want. And the opposite of perfectionism is it's exploration. It's like trying things. It's testing things. It's testing lots of things and moving past both the successes and failures. You figure out what the successes are, and maybe you repeat them. You figure out what the failures are, and you try to avoid them next time. You experiment, you iterate. And then when you have things that are working, you can optimize from there. But for example, you launch a new marketing campaign, you launch a new ad, you launch a new video sales letter, you launch a new funnel, you launch a whatever, right? And you do your best, right? You want to do your best and you want to get things good enough to launch, to test. But the reality is that, no matter how long you take to launch it, there's going to be things about it that are imperfect. And actually the best way that you can make it better is by putting it out into the world and seeing how people respond. Because oftentimes, with these episodes, for example, I don't know if you're going to love this message or hate it, but I can pay attention through time. If I put a lot of messages out, what do people engage with? What do people not engage with? What do people respond to? What causes people to go click through to other destinations? Like, what are the different paths that people take? And I can only know all those different paths that people take and all the different ways that people engage when I'm constantly putting things out there. And I can't be constantly putting things out there unless I am willing to accept less than perfect. Because like getting things done, exploring all these different ideas with you, sharing all these different messages with you, there is no way that that can happen if I expect perfect. And the same thing applies, going out, reaching out for that new client, making an offer, getting on the phone with some new prospect, putting any kind of marketing or copywriting out in the marketplace. Again, you don't have to be perfect. And oftentimes my biggest enemy, and probably your biggest enemy, is this feeling like, it has to be just right. It has to be perfect. It has to be whatever, because that's stopping you from moving forward. It's stopping you from taking action. It's stopping you from getting any kind of results, including your biggest winners that are yet to come because you chose to take action and you chose to put things out that weren't quite perfect. And so instead, find ways that you can try things. Find ways that you can make things good enough to try, good enough to put out there, good enough to see if it works, good enough to, get success or failure, and know that the more failures that you get and the more that you learn from each of them, the more opportunity you have to improve and optimize and experiment and iterate and grow and learn and find more of what works. And so many people that I know and have met and have listened to that have achieved tremendous success by whatever measurement they give to it, they attribute the biggest factor that they attribute that success to is a willingness to go out there and to fail, to be imperfect, to try things that didn't work. And then when something doesn't work, they pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and try again. And so that's my message for you today. You don't have to be perfect. And the best thing that you can do is to accept, that you're going to get something good enough to launch, and then you are going to see what happens from there. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this message and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do if that fear of failure, and maybe that fear of success, isn't going to stop you? If you're going to accept that what I'm doing is going to be imperfect, but it's going to be done, it's going to be out there in the world. Leave that comment. Let me know. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including mini episodes that focus a lot more specifically on marketing techniques and strategies. and more exclusive content for email subscribers as well. So go there, check out the links in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that you have gotten it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.